आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation two naval ships and one submarine in Mumbai this morning. Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam arrives in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology providing multilingual access in 11 languages for seamless communication at Mahakumbh. In South Africa, rescuers pull out 36 bodies and 82 survivors from an illegal gold mine. In Khokho World Cup, both Indian men's and women's team register massive victories in New Delhi. And in women's cricket, India to aim for a series whitewash against Ireland in the third and final ODI at Rajkot in Gujarat today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation two naval ships and one submarine in Mumbai today. For the first time, three vessels of the Indian Navy are scheduled to be commissioned simultaneously. Our correspondent reports that the commissioning of this naval combatants marks a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense, manufacturing and maritime security.
The Prime Minister will dedicate naval ships INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and submarine INS Vakshe to the nation during their commissioning at Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. INS Surat, the fourth and final ship of P-15B guided missile destroyer project, ranks among the largest and most sophisticated destroyer in the world. INS Nilgiri is the first ship of P-17A stealth frigate project. INS Vakshe, the sixth and final submarine of the P-17 Scorpion project. It is one of the most silent and versatile diesel electric submarines in the world. Equipped with modern aviation facilities, Nilgiri and Surat can operate a range of helicopters including Chetak, LH, Sea King and newly inducted MH-60R during both day and night operations. These ships also include specific accommodations for women officers and sailors. All three platforms have been designed and constructed entirely at Mazgaon Dock Shipyards Limited, Mumbai. Additionally, in the evening, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Sri Sri Radha Mohanji Temple and ISKCON project in Navi Mumbai. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The 77th Army Day has been celebrated with great enthusiasm in Pune today. On the occasion, a grand parade has been organized at the Bombay Engineering Group ground. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi is present on the occasion, while Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Gaurav Gatha program in the evening. For the first time, an army parade has been held in Pune with participation from the Army, Police Corps and the Women's Contingent of Maharashtra NCC. Union Home Minister Amit Shah greeted the army personnel and the family members on the occasion. In a social media post, he said, "Soldiers have earned the Indian Army a place among the best armies in the world with the indomitable valor and courage." President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam has arrived in New Delhi for a five-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. She will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with Mr. Tharman. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on President Tharman today. President Tharman will also visit Odisha from the 17th to the 18th of this month. Our correspondent reports India and Singapore have extensive cooperation based on a long tradition of friendship, trust and mutual respect. President Tharman's visit is expected to provide further momentum to bilateral relations between the two nations. Now news from the Mahakumbh. The Mahakumbh is underway in Prayagraj. Yesterday, over 3 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Makar Sankranti, Amrit Snan. Our correspondent covering the cultural extravaganza reports that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has offered technological support at the Mahakumbh with the integration of Bhashini for multilingual accessibility. We have more in this report.
Language translation platform Bhashini is providing multilingual access at Mahakumbh in 11 languages. Its language translation ecosystem is helping those attending the world's biggest spiritual conglomeration through the digital lost and found solution. People are registering lost or found items using voice in native languages. A real-time text or voice translation is being given for easy communication. There is multilingual chatbot for queries and kiosk navigation. The mobile app and kiosk integration is translating guidelines into local languages. It is also enabling seamless communication with officers. AI-powered multilingual voice-enabled chatbot Kumbh Sahayak is designed to assist millions of visitors during Mahakumbh, which is powered by cutting-edge AI technologies. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In South Africa, rescuers have pulled out 36 dead bodies and 82 survivors from an illegal gold mine during 2 days of rescue operations. Police said the rescue operations are underway as hundreds could still be underground, but the exact number is unclear. The local authorities have said all 82 survivors will be arrested under charges of illegal mining, trespassing and contravention of the Immigration Act charges. In South Africa, illegal mining is rampant in commercially abandoned sites by unlicensed miners. As the nomination process is picking up pace for Delhi Assembly polls, prominent leaders have started hitting the ground to woo the voters. BJP candidate from New Delhi Assembly, Pravesh Verma, is likely to file his nomination, while BJP candidate from Rohini, Vijender Gupta, is also expected to submit his nomination for the Assembly elections today. Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia will probably file his nomination from Jangpura Assembly constituency today. Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav is also expected to file his nomination from Jahangirpuri today. The Congress yesterday released its third list of 16 candidates for the Assembly elections. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, India registered a splendid start to the tournament with both men's and women's teams registering massive wins yesterday in New Delhi. We have a detailed report on India's performance in the Khokho World Cup and the realm of cricket and football.
In the Khokho World Cup, Priyanka Ingle-led women's team defeated South Korea by massive 175-18 in their opening match. The win has put them at top of Group A. On the other hand, the men's team under Pratik Vaikar won against Brazil 64-34, emerging at top in Group A after two wins. Pratik Vaikar credited team's efforts in coordination for the win. Women's captain Priyanka Ingle said the big win will be a booster for team's morale. In women's cricket, India will look to whitewash the three-match series against Ireland in the final ODI at Rajkot today. The match is scheduled to start at 11 a.m. IST. In Indian Super League football, Mohammedan SC is set to take on Chennai FC at the Kishore Bharti Kridangan in Kolkata today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. With Omvesh Upadhyay's report, Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the Hockey India League match, Team Gonasika have secured the second win. They kept the semi-final hopes alive after beating Sudma Hockey Club 2-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. We have a report.
Surma Hockey Club badly missed the services of iconic captain Harmanpreet Singh yesterday in their Hockey India League encounter at Rourkela against Go Nasika, going down 2-1 in a battle of attrition. A win would have propelled Surma all the way up to second in the men's HIL league table, but missing star defender and ace track flicker Harmanpreet did upset their team composition, which Go Nasika took full advantage of. Both teams mounted attacks for the winner as the game hurtled towards the finish. However, it was Morton who got the crucial strike with a reverse hit just 2 minutes from time.
और गोल भी टीम गो नासिका के पास है.
मनदीप इन मिडफील्ड हैड अ स्ट्रॉन्ग गेम फॉर गो नासिका एंड वाज नेम्ड द प्लेयर ऑफ द मैच. ऑन द पायस ओकेशन ऑफ मकर संक्रांति द फेस्टिवल ऑफ हॉकी ऑल्सो कंटिन्यूड इन द वीमेन्स लीग बैक इन रांची एज द शाची रार बेंगाल टाइगर्स टुक ऑन द दिल्ली पाइपर्स इन अ कॉशियस गेम इन विच बोथ साइड सिक्योर्ड देयर डिफेंस बिफोर वेंचरिंग फॉरवर्ड. आयरिश स्टार कैथरीन मलन स्कोर्ड द ओनली गोल ऑफ द गेम, अ फाइन चिप ओवर कीपर एलओडी पिकार्ड दैट केम फ्रॉम अ काउंटर अटैक. Thereafter, the Pipers launched attack after attack, but the resolute Bengal defense held firm for a crucial victory. This is Sharia Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani News.
In Women's Hockey India League, Odisha Warriors will face JSW Surma Hockey Club today. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 in the evening. In the Men's Hockey India League, UP Rudras will clash against Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers in Raurkela today. The match will begin at 8:15 this evening. The 10th Ajanta Verul International Film Festival starts today, celebrating global cinema and offering a unique platform for film enthusiasts in the Marathwada region of Maharashtra. The event will be inaugurated by Secretary Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju. He will also confer the Padma Pani Lifetime Achievement Award on Padma Bhushan Sai Paranjape, a distinguished film personality, in recognition of exceptional contributions to Indian cinema. Following the inauguration, the opening film, Little Jaffna, a highly acclaimed French and Tamil language film, will be screened at 9 p.m. Dense fog and low visibility engulfed the Delhi NCR today, affecting the flight and rail operations. According to Indian Railways, 26 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 4 hours. These include the Gorakhdham Express, the Sampark Kranti Express, the Shram Shakti Express and the Mahabodhi Express, the Ayodhya Express, the Telangana Express and the Gondwana Express. Meanwhile, several flights also reported delayed due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. Passengers advised to check the latest status of the flights and trains before boarding them. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh today. It has also predicted rainfall, snowfall activity over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. According to IMD, Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. Minimum temperatures over central India and Maharashtra are likely to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius to the next 3 days. The Weather Department has advised fishermen to not venture into the Gulf of Mannar and adjoining Comorin area today. Coal import in the country dropped by over 3% during April to October last year, from over 154 million tonnes to over 149 million tonnes during the same period in the previous year. The Ministry of Coal said India's coal sector plays a critical role in supporting its rapidly growing economy. The ministry said the country faces a significant gap in meeting its coal demand from domestic reserves, particularly for coking coal and high-grade thermal coal, which are not adequately available. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hindustan Times, quoting Prime Minister Modi, says IMD is a symbol of India's scientific journey, while the statesman quotes him as saying, need to develop warning systems for earthquakes. The Tribune quotes Defence Minister Rajnath Singh as saying, JNK incomplete without POK. Another Indian killed fighting for Russian army in Ukraine, reports the Economic Times, while the Pioneer quotes the Ministry of External Affairs telling Russia, release Indians hired to the army. Business Standard headline, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar's statement, India has potential to end global conflicts. Hamas accepts draft agreement for Gaza ceasefire, the release of hostages, reports the Indian Express. Los Angeles firefighters on alert for the return of extreme winds is the headline in Financial Express. And finally, record 3.5 crore devotees take Holi Sangam dip on Makar Sankranti, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation 2 naval ships and 1 submarine in Mumbai this morning. Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam arrives in New Delhi on a 5-day state visit to India. Minister of Electronics and Information Technology providing multilingual access in 11 languages for seamless communication at Mahakumbh. In South Africa, rescuers pull out 36 bodies and 82 survivors from an illegal gold mine. In Khokho World Cup, both Indian men's and women's team register massive victories in New Delhi. And in women's cricket, India to aim for a series whitewash against Ireland in the third and final ODI at Rajkot in Gujarat today. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.